Hello, and welcome to Big Belly Breathing is the City Counselor by yours truly, Vanessa Hutchinson-Zeckley. This column is in the spirit of a Dear Abby with a focus on solutions in the form of micro SF neighborhood deep dives and curated holistic health-centered itineraries. For today, episode 3, Breaking Out of Boredom in the Parkside Terravel Corridor. Dear BBB, I'm so bored with my same old girl boss lifestyle. One can only wear so many MAC lipsticks and flannel PJ bottoms before crying for help. The mullet dress code I've sunk into these past 2 years has no one fooled. My carpal tunnel is raging, the Terravel construction work sounds like a jackhammer in my ear, even at night when it's no longer a thing, and my Wordle addiction just hit code red. The coolest thing I've come to recently in terms of trying something new is sampling the not-so-latest Juneshine flavor. Mango is my jam, so maybe there's one bright side to my tale of ennui. However, please help, as I need a good dose of inspiration. Staring at my screen all day has fried my brain and turned me into Miss Lame, note the capital L. Dying to shed this robe of monotony for some pops of color, thank you so much. Please excuse gripes in the Parkside Terravel Corridor. Dear Peg, if color is what you want, color is what you'll get. Listening to you drone on and on about your first world problems sparked my flames of activism. You do need guidance. Sounds like what you need more than anything is to get out of your home, into some nature, moving your bod and filling your brain with sparkling sunbeams. Before you know it, you'll be swapping your classic chili rouge for some fresh cat eyes and dancing around your apartment wearing anything but flannel. Come to think of it, here's a goddess for your non-flannel inspo. Meet Erin Drake Lee, also a city born and raised gal, and is someone to follow on the socials. If you're into a side trip out of the 7x7, she's queen of the Casbah. Her wellness studio, focusing on alternative care practices, oriented around our individual as well as collective healing. As part of your transformation, careen south on the 5 and book a massage. For now, let's take this solution to the morning, because sun, sun, and more sun is in order. Granted, we're hanging in the Parkside, so there may be little to none, but in any case, don't forget your SPF. PSA message about wearing a daily block. I've been trying to get my hands on the old super goop dupe at Trader Joe's and, San Francisco alert, Brannan Street TJ's was in stock mid-January. Sunscreen is a goddess, and I pray to her daily, and so should you. Back to the Parkside, and possibly hanging with Carl. Start the day off right at the new Terravel Cafe. Stanley took this over from his parents and boosted its gourmet vibe while still maintaining the awesome greasy spoon category. This joint oozes so much new and old school city flavor. Love a local legend. This dude is a chef and also a visionary. Oh, and he makes amazing cookies. Start following him at Cookie Man Stan because you want to be first in line for when his batch drops. Personally, you had me at omelet, and Stanley's new Terravel version exceeds expectations. Breakfast sausage, spinach, mushrooms, and American cheese? Yes, please. Add a cookie to top off that goodness and send me on my merry way. Or even better, ask for the royal sampler to enjoy the delights of ube, sesame, matcha, lavender, snickerdoodle, and Earl Grey in the form of a tasty treat. Spoiler. Family favorite is def the... Ha-ha! Not going to tell you. Belly full of brunch, time to get your groove on. Head over to Stern Grove for a losing yourself in the redwoods moment. You're very much in a city, but Stern Grove is the nature escape your New York Times obsessed brain needs. Disconnect and enjoy how far you feel from the 19th Avenue insanity. Let eucalyptus become your day's perfume as you travel west through this forest towards Ocean Beach. Time to pop in a podcast. Have you listened to Girl Boss Radio yet? Because those gals will surely motivate you to fling yourself into action. Or dig deep into past episodes of Rituals, Remedy, and Alchemy to expand your healing repertoire and find language to talk about your narrative or tools for your journey. Oh, and during your walk, observe the sunset homes. Some faves are towards the end of the grove, or along 48th, when you get to the Great Highway. Quick turn back to Terravel, lava rat for those homegrown in the city, to grab a snowy plover at Andytown at 40th or 46th Ave. Though this may be a controversial drink because not everyone agrees that sparkling water mixes well with espresso and a Mount Shasta-sized dollop of homemade fresh whipped cream, it will surely give you something new to discuss in your next Slack channel. With your bean buzz on full blast, saunter casually into Tunnel Records. Time to get your chat on and ask for some recs. What a treasure trove for music and discussions. And they'll gladly look up anything they don't have and then ship it directly to you. Case in point, when I inquired about the Avalanches. If you missed their Warfield show in late September, let's not make that mistake twice. Did I teleport into a German dance hall during their concert? Because that's how rad it felt to groove so hard. Keep that as your inspo point. The more you move and groove, the better you'll feel, and everyone benefits. Life lesson number 5,000,000. While you're at it, pick up some sweet TR merch. As they say, welcome to the westernmost record store in the world. Take it from a local. Keep a hoodie handy, as Carl is always lurking nearby. At this point, you're probably in need of some food, so lucky, lucky, we find ourselves right next to Underdogs 2, a city fave with 3 locations. All possess great guac, limey and salty and oh so good. Chicken tortilla soup for those Carl-infused days, street taco platters, or Nick's Way ones. Crispy tortilla sandwiching a soft one with a cheese milieu? Oh my. So many breakfast options, weekends only, as well as freshy fine margaritas. Would prefer a tortilla variety option, but even with this whole wheat only situation for the burritos, quesadillas, I'm still the biggest fan. And with my eco lens on deck, I raise my salt-rimmed glass to their mission statement. Our food is local, sustainable, and we use only compostable materials for our packaging products. We feel we have a duty to supply fresh food to each customer while also being environmentally conscious. We are very proud of our Surfrider ocean-friendly certification. Greta Thunberg, meet us here, and if you're reading this, Underdogs 2 is my treat. She's someone else who can bring some more color into your life. What a muse! What passion she displays at such a young age! Can we all be more like Greta? As a near final straw to your rehabilitation project, I advise you to saunter over to Ocean Beach and put those twinkle toes in the sand and your gaze towards the Whitecaps, i.e. Nature Bath 101. This is Dune Town, so feel free to cavort through them sans shoes, as this is a natural massage for your barking dogs. Practice real acupressure and chi forward movements, since walking in sand is just oh so good for your health and constitution. Or lay down and cloud surf with your eyes. Did you see that horse dragon in the sky? Or the chariot of fish? Everything is possible. Either way, you are engaging in a holistic healing moment. It's all about keeping the energy flowing and not letting it sit in stagnation. And if you're one of those brave souls who doesn't shiver me timbers with the glacial Pacific waters, or you've been practicing your Wim Hof breathing, I do this in the shower when I switch to cold water, as it's a brilliant health move for your skin and circulation, then perhaps you want to do a little toe dip, ankle wade, or gasp, swim? Beware, this is not for the faint of heart or physicality, as Ocean Beach is known for its undercurrents, and only the strongest of the strong and those in touch with tide knowledge should venture out on a board or in their shorts. I will gladly watch from the dunes or run away from the surf bubbles chasing the tiny birds. Which brings me back to snack time. Time to climb up that Terravel mountain, either by foot, lift bike, or the old Terravel, El Terravel, Muni, and stop at 30th Ave, then walk 2 blocks to 28th. Steam-filled windows await at Kingdom of Dumpling. Though you can't see them from the outside, they're there, waiting to be gobbled, slurped, or handled. Billows to explode in your mouth, full of pork and veggies and broth, and if that trek up Mount Terravel really got you going, then take this opportunity to eat your heart out. There are over 20 different dumpling varieties, as well as so many pancakes and a plethora of noodles in and out of soup. In another life, let me come back as a soup dumpling from here. Well, Peg, this concludes your jailbreak. You've been busted out of boredom, and I can't wait to see what you do on the run. You're so very welcome. Take big care, BBB. P.S. File away the Stern Grove hot tip, and it is currently closed. Hashtag fallen tree situation. P.P.S. This neighborhood is dear to my heart as I moved here from across town when I was 9. Hashtag Terrible Roots. All right. Check out the article if you want to see the Parkside Terrible Corridor recaps, as well as links to previous episodes, and catch you on the next one. Bye.